it's turned out to be just it's an amazing event, seeing all the donor families and recipient families come together.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Life, a podcast brought to you by LifePath. Donation can be a complicated subject, but it is really all about life. Spend a few minutes as we unravel the complexities of donation. Let's talk about life.
The gift of Life Walk and Run is less than a month away. As we celebrate the 25th anniversary of this event, we're fully committed now more than ever to the mission of Life Bank. If you haven't been a part of this event, it is truly an empowering experience. The location, the time of day, and the hundreds of people coming together to support organ, eye, and tissue donation creates an atmosphere of hope and healing. Many families attend to honor their loved one who has passed away too soon. It's a precious opportunity to remember, honor, and to be proud of their donor hero. One family, the Risinger family, will be there to honor not one, but two donor heroes, Jessica Risinger Robinault and her young daughter, Lilia, who were tragically struck down while walking next to a busy road in Florida. After this devastating loss, Bob Risinger, who was invited to participate in the Gift of Life Walk and Run by a friend, attended to see what it was all about. From that day on, Bob knew he had to be a part of the event. He created a team and proudly honors his daughter and granddaughter every year. Angels Beside Us has become one of the top fundraising teams for the last several years. Hi, you're listening to episode 154 of Let's Talk About Life. I'm your host, Colleen Gerber, kidney recipient and Life Bank staff member. A wonderful byproduct of the Gift of Life Walk and Run is that the staff who work at Life Bank gets the privilege to know so many families who participate year after year after year. The Risingers are no exception. On this episode, Bob shares his insight about the event, his team, Angels Beside Us, and why it means so much to him. Bob, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
You're welcome.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit about your reason for participating in the Gift of Life Walk and Run? And how you use that to honor two very special people in your life.
Yeah, we had the very good fortune of a good friend, Trish Landsman, who's a Life Bank volunteer, invited us to participate in 2018. And we had about 8 or 10 of us come to the Gift of Life Walk and Run at Blossom Music Center. And we had no idea what to expect. Trish had purchased a legacy sign for us, and that year the recipient families gave a pin to the donor families, a hero pin, and we got to see all the teams with their custom T-shirts, and that inspired me to start a team the following year.
I remember that, and that was a moving ceremony. Yeah. Things were a little different. I remember we moved the Legacy Garden to a new place, but it was so inspirational to see the recipients and donor families interact in that manner.
Been real special to get together with our family and our friends. It's a good chance for us to get together once a year to see all of Jesse's friends and their children that they have now. And it's turned out to be it's an amazing event, seeing all the donor families and recipient families come together. I try to encourage all our team members to come to the Blossom event, even though I try to host the second event, just in case they can't make it, then they can walk with us at a different date. But we're in for the long haul. We really enjoy doing this work for LifeBank.
Unfortunately, you're there not because it's a meaningful event that you want to support, but you have two people that you're very close to that sadly ended up being donors. Do you want to share that story?
Yeah, Jess and Lilia were in a tragic accident back in 2018, and Jess was able to donate her cornea, and Lilia, 21 months old, gave her kidneys to a 32-year-old man, and her liver saved a 3-year-old girl.
Wow.
And we've had some communication, both parties. We've got to a point where we've exchanged text messages with the dad of the 3-year-old. I've gotten to see pictures. She's a very vibrant 9-year-old girl now, 6 years later.
And I love the team name, which is Angels Beside Us. And for me, it's an indication that they're still here, and they truly are walking beside us each day.
Yeah, yeah. We have felt their presence many times over the years. And, one of Jesse's favorite songs at church was Angels Beside Me. And, when it came to having the team, it felt like it would be better for it to be Angels Beside Us instead of Angels Beside Me. So we're sticking with that, and I'm excited that our original shirts lasted 5 years, and I've got some new bright pink shirts coming this year.
Oh, how exciting. So, that's fun.
Yeah.
You need to make sure you give us one for
T-shirt. I'm going to bring one along. Yep.
So just in general, tell us what's your favorite part about the Gift of Life Walk and Run? It's a day that goes by quickly. It's an early morning, and it goes by quick. But what is your favorite part?
Well, I love to see the stories of donor families meeting the recipients. And, the few times that's been arranged there to happen at the Gift of Life Walk and Run, it's really special. I definitely, like the Legacy Garden and ceremony there. The butterflies the last few years have been great. I'll see all the little kids really enjoy that. I really enjoy seeing the captains of the other teams, and just to see that many people come together, for LifeBank, it's really, really special.
Yeah, it is a morning that is so meaningful and so memorable. Mm-hmm. It's one of those events that isn't really, and there are wonderful causes that have walks and runs, but this one is just a little bit special. And I think you leave with that feeling of, we did something together.
Right.
And the fact that we get to honor organ and tissue donors and recipients and living donors, that's such a celebration.
Right, right.
We talked a little bit about how people are so supportive of your team, how they come out, they support you not only at the Walk and Run, but another event that you put on. I'm always impressed by the lengths of which people go to support a donor family. And you have somebody special, a young lady named Jackie, who is doing something extraordinary in Colorado the day of our Gift of Life Walk and Run. Do you want to share that story?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. One of her good friends from childhood and high school, Jackie Petrie, has been in Colorado for a while and hasn't been able to come back and participate in the Walk and Run. And this year she came up with the idea to summit two 14,000-foot peaks in the Denver, Colorado area. And I think it's, I can't remember if it's 6 hours or 12 hours that it's going to take her, but she's hoping to do it on the 17th if weather cooperates. And, I'm anxious to get her a new team shirt, and she's been raising funds And she's doing two peaks, one in honor of Jess and one in honor of Lilia. So,
yeah, from what I researched, and it's a 12-mile hike.
12 miles, yeah.
Yeah, and that's mountainous. That's
And it's going uphill. Yeah.
My gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. And she's going to share that via pictures.
Hopefully, we'll get some pictures or some videos. We'll see. I'll have to twist her arm.
Yeah, we'll make sure that Life Bank posts that.
Yep.
Bob, is there anything you want to share about Jess and Lilia and their legacy and the gifts they gave?
Well, Jess, the best thing I can tell you about Jess that I learned was that she was amazing at cultivating friendships. And very early on with Lilia, she helped Lilia learn how to share. So it was quite often when Lilia was snacking or had a drink, she would extend it out to me or whoever was close by to see if we wanted some too. So I think it was great that Jess was teaching her that at an early age. And, you know, we're just very happy to honor them every year with Life Bank.
And the fact that sharing extended into saving lives.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, how phenomenal.
And the letter that we received from the parents of the three-year-old liver recipient, they stated that Lilia was, you know, their daughter's angel. So that's really important for us to remember.
Yeah, and to hold on to.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you want to share with our listeners about the Gift of Life Walk and Run? If somebody has never been there and they're kind of on the fence, should we go? It's kind of early. What would you say to them?
I encourage everybody to come. At least try it once. You know, it's a beautiful facility for running the 5K. It's a little hilly, but it's okay if you take a break and walk a little bit, then run. That's what I did, I think, 4 years ago when I tried the 5K for the first time. I think I walked up the hills and ran down the hills. So
that's smart, Mike.
Yeah, but the... you know, the one-mile walk is fun. Pre-race ceremonies and post-race ceremonies are really special. Being together with all those people, you know, I firmly believe that I've learned that donor recipients are some of the most grateful people. And donors, to me, you know, giving life to others is the biggest act of generosity that you can make.
Absolutely.
So it's really neat to be with all those people.
There's something about that immediate identification. They know, you know, what each other has been through.
Right.
And you just, there's that automatic connection.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody come out.
Well, and it's the 25th anniversary, so there's going to be some special stuff going on.
Oh, great.
And it's going to be a really fun day. And, Bob, we thank you for all the years and all your hard work. You're one of the most organized team captains.
Thanks for having me.
We're just so thrilled. And thank you for all you do to honor Justin Lilia. I think that is the biggest takeaway,
right,
is that they still live with us. We still think of them often. And this is just a wonderful way to celebrate and honor their life. So thank you.
You're welcome. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Life. If you have questions about today's podcast, reach out to us at info@lifebank.org. Take a few minutes to do something heroic and register to be an organ donor by saying yes at lifebank.org. Literally, someone's life is depending on it.